Since 1985, when the fish was first identified as being in need of protection, the Suni bluehead sucker has lost up to 90% of its population. The declining population came as a result of chemical treatments used to target other fish species deemed unfriendly to rainbow trout, which was introduced for sport fishing along 293 stream miles of critical habitat for the fish. Tiara Curry is a biologist with the Center for Biological Diversity, a national nonprofit conservation organization. Curry is pleased by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's proposal to have the fish listed as endangered.
So this fish has been a candidate waiting for protection since 1985. And so every year the Fish and Wildlife Service does a candidate notice of review in which they publish the new information that's known on the species. So it's a fish that the federal government has been tracking for many years now.
And how much area in New Mexico does this fish live in?
It lives in Cibola, McKinley, and San Juan counties in New Mexico, only in the Zuni watershed.
What is the next step for the fish and wildlife to get the protection for this fish?
So now that it's been proposed for listing, some protections will immediately go into effect for it and its habitat, and then the next thing will be when it is actually put on the endangered species list, then the full protection goes into effect.
The fish is 8 inches long, with a torpedo-shaped body, with a bluish head and silvery tan to dark green coloration with black mottling. It requires clean, permanently flowing water and cannot reproduce in polluted water because silt covers and suffocates their eggs. Curry says that pollution, water depletion, climate change, and human population growth are key factors in the disappearance of the Suni bluehead sucker. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.